Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017. It's going by. The eclipse was exciting. In California, we only saw a partial eclipse. I've seen a full one, but I saw a lunar, not a solar one. I don't know, maybe it was at least 3 years ago, at least, maybe a little more. But it was really cool because it was at night and we could actually look at it, but I didn't have the glasses. But some of the pictures online were just fascinating. So it was just really just kind of a cool day. Everyone got to think about something else other than what we see and think about every day. So that was really cool. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Today's show, I didn't want to do it for Relationship Wednesday because I really wanted to talk about not only our romantic partners, but any partners we decide to take in life. Because we don't really know everybody. We don't know anything about anyone when we first meet them. And sometimes the person we know the least about is ourselves. And we just kind of conform and try to please and try to, you know, assume things in the beginning for the other person that they aren't because of what we feel is missing in us, and we want to be liked and we want to be loved. And we don't even pay attention to what we want until we get so far in with this person, and then we start going, oh, wait a minute, I think something's wrong here. Or this doesn't feel right. And we start asking questions. But by then, we've committed, we've put in time, we've put in money, we've put in energy. We are there. Then we try to at least approach things or fix things or pay attention to how things are going and why they're going the way they are. So it's really kind of an interesting world, how we kind of do it backwards. We don't ask questions in the beginning. We don't, think that anything could ever be different than what we just witnessed, what we just saw. And it puts us in a weird position because now we're pedaling backwards. So how can we, from the beginning, just kind of at least figure out if certain people are the people that work in our lives and that we work in theirs, that we're not just, you know, all going to find out. And I know it's a part of learning and I know all of that, but as we get older, we start thinking like, why do I keep repeating this pattern? And these are the reasons usually why, is that when we don't pay attention to what we want, and we mostly pay attention to who someone else is and what they want, we get lost in the shuffle. Because paying attention to ourselves in a new way is paying attention to our world. Because when you pay attention to you, you will notice things around you. It's like Christ, when he started with me, he didn't start with me telling me how good or bad my parents were, or how good or bad anything was in my life. His questions to me were, why did you react that way? Who are you? All into self-accounting, all into what we're doing, what I'm doing to myself, why I'm making the choices I'm making. And at first, I didn't know how to answer anything because I never thought for a minute I was the one making those decisions. I thought, well, I'm born to my parents. Well, this person likes me, so I liked him back. And I got to know him to see if he was somebody I liked even more. But most of the time when I jumped in, I jumped in, and I dealt with whatever was there. And I took that into adulthood, and I took that into relationships. I also didn't think people had the capacity to hurt each other. I didn't even know what hurting each other meant. Then you get older and then you get hurt, not because of who they are, but because of how you receive them. And the fact that you chose them and the fact that you brought them into your life. It's really an interesting thing that we've had backwards for a long time. And with everything that fights for our attention throughout our days, who we share this time with reflects on our lives, reflects on every single thing we do, why we do it, and who we do it with. Our environment defines our inner feelings, the world where we're at, mentally, physically, and socially, about ourselves, and what we are willing to accept to ourselves. So what do you think about when it comes to who you include in your life? What criteria do you have? What goals does your life have that makes room for some situations and then not others? And you really think that you want to do or feel something, but it just never comes up. You don't talk about it. But how do you choose your life's partners, whether it is friendships, whether it is relationships, or even your job? Someone who goes into a job interview with two job offers and they're deciding is in a completely different position than somebody who goes in, needs money, and hasn't gotten an offer for a while. The second one will accept anything. The first one will pay attention to what the person is saying and decide, is this better for me or worse for me than these other offers? Out of all your relatives, are there some of them that are actually your friends? There's so much involved. There's so much that we do that we don't realize we're doing, and then we wonder why we're there, because we don't ask questions from the beginning. We just don't. We may want to, but we don't. And so what happens to us is that we get lost in the shuffle, and years go by in our lives, and then as we get older, we start to say things like, why do I do this? And we start shedding. And we start making better decisions and things and people who haven't worked in our lives. It's not that they're good or bad. This isn't a judgment on any soul whatsoever. It's just a product of your growth. How have you grown? There's somebody who once said, I want somebody who has, you know, intelligence and who has money. And I said, well, everybody wants that, but you're getting a person. You're getting a person. And if they don't have integrity, you can forget the other two. I think William Buffett said that once, that you can ask for anything you want, but if integrity doesn't exist there, and you don't need anything else that they have to offer you, because the lack of integrity is going to be a problem. And the person themselves may not know they have that. So if in your mind you can treat every situation you run into, because as we get older, we meet less and less brand new people in our lives that we take in as friends, or some of us, we meet a lot of people, we make a lot of friends, but not that deeply. And others, we like a few people that are just, it's very deep with them. But if you're going to choose somebody, because I have a situation where there's two people who are together, they've known each other for a little more than a year. They're dating. They're almost like a platonic dating relationship. It's an interesting dynamic that they have. But a lot of it results from the girl not sure about the guy. He does a few really kind of out of character things every once in a while. Or she, it probably happens more than that, but she picks it up every once in a while. That he doesn't tell her. He claims to tell her everything. He asks her everything. He He wants to know everything she's doing. But he picks and chooses what he tells her and what he doesn't. They're not even big things. And then sometimes he will, you know, gift a woman something, a box of candy or something, and he just won't tell her. Or he'll see his old girlfriend, he won't tell her. So as life told her these answers or gave her these clues that this stuff is going on, she stopped trusting him. She wants to trust him. She enjoys her time with him. But she can't trust him because he did not deem himself trustworthy to her. Yet she loves him, and she's trying to make it there. So I said to her, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? And she said, when I'm with him, he's all mine. He pays attention to me. We have great conversations about the things we talk about, but they're never personal. And I said, and you say you're platonic. So are you in a relationship or are you in a friendship? Because it looks like a relationship on the outside, but something else is going on in this world where you're not included. You're only included here, but why are you included here, and why does he want you in this way? She didn't know. And I said, you need to ask this person why they want you in their life. What's in it for them? Because you obviously just need a space filler. You want somebody there rather than nobody there. And you're scared to be without him because you have committed yourself. But is the other person committed to you? Because something isn't balanced here. It's not a normal thing for two people to be dating and not have a full relationship. Unless you both agree, but you guys both didn't agree on it. It's never talked about. You kind of think it's off. So pay attention to what you are allowing into your life and why you're allowing it. What's missing in you that you're accepting half of a relationship with someone you're not sure you trust? Doesn't sound good. Maybe it's better than how it sounds to you. But now is the time to ask yourself those questions. You don't owe anybody anything in life. If you're going to look for the right partner for you, do you believe you've chosen well? And she stopped and she thought about it. And I said, what is the most important thing to you? She said, to feel loved. I said, do you feel loved here? Is this how you want to feel loved? And she said, well, that's a good question. I said, well, is this how you want to be loved? Is this how you imagined being loved? Or what being loved feels like? Do you feel in love? And her answer puzzled me because she said, it's not that I feel in love or not. I did in the beginning. I said, well, that's easier. In the beginning, we all feel loved. But do you feel loved now? Well, I know he loves me. Okay, do you get excited about this love? Can you not wait to see him? Well, I can wait. I'm noticing that over time, I'm starting to reclaim my time back from him. I said, okay, why are you doing that? Because I feel like I don't have that much time to give, and the time I give him, we don't do anything. He doesn't take me out. We don't go on dates. I basically take care of him. I take care of his kids when I'm there. But I'm starting to distance myself. And I said, what do you think you starting to distance yourself is telling you? Well, it's telling me that something's wrong. And I said, oh, my God, you just said it. What do you think is wrong? Well, I'm not really that happy. I always think about what's missing. But I keep thinking, I'm going to make it better. And I said, well, how are you going to make it better? I don't know. Have you talked to him about this? No. Why haven't you talked to this about him, with this about to him? Well, I didn't talk to him about it because I don't want him to get upset, because when he gets upset, he plays dirty. He gets mean. Like what kind of mean? Like he twists it all around and he starts bringing up other topics. And when he brings up other topics, I start getting confused. And then I don't know what I'm arguing about, and it always ends up being my fault. I said, okay, so you don't feel safe bringing up something that you may not be happy about. Wow. Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. So do you feel that you chose the right partner for you? Ultimately, no, I would never marry him. I said, so you're with somebody who you have a platonic relationship with, who you take care of, who doesn't really take care of you, doesn't take you out, doesn't do anything for you or with you. But he spends his time with you when you're there. And at the same time, you don't feel safe to bring up things that maybe aren't working. And you chose this person, so what in you needed somebody that was willing, as you got to discover these things over time, that you were willing to accept this? She said, well, you know what? I think my behavior isn't accepting it as much as I am. And I said, well, how many people are in there deciding this? And she said, well, I give my loyalty in the beginning and I want to show that I'm good, that I'm loyal, that I care. I always feel like I have to prove that because he has a very cynical personality. Okay. So you are trying to prove that somebody can love you and you can make them. And that over time he will give you what you think you've wanted. Normally, if you don't talk to them about what's going on, they can't, because they don't know. He won't know what you need, and you don't know if he'll pay attention to your needs. So there's two big I don't knows right there. He's committing to you to a point. He's committing to you to a point. But he's not emotionally able or has the tools to face certain realities about himself, so he can't face them with you, which is why when you go to speak to him about something that's wrong, and he doesn't like to be wrong about anything, and even if you try to say it nicely, it still boils down to something's not okay, he's going to scratch back because he has that air about him that wants to feel like he has everything under control. You, his kids, the house, the job, the everything. People like to feel like they're doing the right thing at any given time. Some of us don't react well when we feel that somebody isn't doing something that they need to be doing, or that they're getting away with something, or they look at life with the glass half full, whatever it is. As you've noticed these things and you've felt that sense of disappointment, not anger yet. In the beginning, it's just disappointment. But then over time, if you don't say anything, then it becomes resentment. Then it becomes anger, depending on how you react. So how do you normally react, and what kind of person would be best for you with you reacting this way? If you're someone that holds things in, you kind of need somebody who's more easygoing, because then you can release that. Some women like men that don't talk too much, don't ask too much, don't tell too much. They just want their part in the arrangement, in the marriage, in the partnership. But you sound like someone who needs to feel really connected. And if you can't feel that connection and you are still there, why do you accept that to yourself? And all the questions go back to the person. I've met people who want to separate, and they want to do it nicely. They want to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And I always say, you never know how someone's going to react. But if you tell the truth, no matter how it feels in the beginning, if you just tell the truth, it will solve in a different way than if you try to make accusations. The position you take within your own life to your own self and the questions you ask your own self all determine how you will deal with anything else in life. So when somebody's in a relationship like this and they put off conversations, if you walk into their life, you'll find out they put off a lot of other things too and just put up and kind of shut up the whole time. But how to choose the right partner for you is to think about the fact that you are choosing. You are making a choice. Not this is happening to you. Not I don't want to upset anybody. But you are making a choice. Give yourself the time to make that choice before you jump in and commit your time, your energy, your money, your whatever it is, your driving, your commitment, all of that. Let that be earned. Let time give you the answer so that when you come in, it's a natural fit. As opposed to, wow, we get along because I don't bring up half the topics we need to. Because I don't know how to address certain issues. And I've gotten used to not doing that, so I'll be okay. But then you're there and you realize you're not okay because you're not going to be okay if there isn't a relay in the relationship. That exchange of energy has to exist, or the relationships you have in your life cannot. Best example of that is somebody who moves away. You love them. You want to see them. You can't believe they're moving away and you miss them. Sometimes when someone moves away, the fact that you don't see them every day, then a year goes by, 2 years go by, you think of them fondly, you wish you could see them, but there's no longer that exchange of energy. So the relationship, because you don't see each other, because they move to another state or another country, you miss them, you might talk to them once in a while. If you visit their country, if they visit back home, you will see them. But until there's a reason to exchange energy, there isn't a relationship. So when you are in a relationship that is not exchanging energy, and maybe one person is doing everything and the other person isn't, really, even though it might appear so on the outside, but you know inside, hey, wait a minute, if it weren't for me, there wouldn't be a relationship because I'm giving in to everything. You're not going to stay there because you're just, it's like dealing with a wall. But the wall is in your mind because you can't create that basis to build that exchange of energy between you. So every relationship you are in, pay attention to how you exchange energy with those people, with that person. If you go to a job and you feel like you're in it with everybody, you're going to love your job. But if you go to your job and you don't talk to anybody, and anytime someone talks to you, that's interrupting you, how do those people usually feel about their job? They're not even people you want to go near, because you're afraid that if you go up to them, you are interrupting them, because that's the energy around them. And then if they talk to them and they're just trying to, you know, okay, pacify you and get you out of the way, are you going to go back? You're not. So when we look at romantic relationships, look at it as any other relationship in your life in the beginning, if you can do that. Because we get swept up, and as fast as we go in is as fast as we come out. But people who let time and trust that time will take them where they belong, if they belong there, those are the people who have the best relationships, because they're walking in without fear of losing a relationship or of not having a relationship. Because when you go in and you have at least an awareness of your perspective on life, you will know right away, because you understand you, who other people are in your life. Granted, there's always lessons to learn. Granted, we're always put in situations that bring these lessons out in us. But the most important thing of all is your self-awareness. Knowing before you go into any relationship, defining today where you're at. Let's say you're in a long-term relationship that's working out great, and there's things you want to talk about, and you haven't. Maybe you've grown. Maybe you've changed. Maybe, you know, you want to do something together, and the other person's always too busy, asking for their time again. Maybe you miss the other person you're with, even while you're with them, because they're always on technology or something like that. But being able to address issues without going after the person, without making the person feel bad, that this is an issue separate from us as how we feel, but we need to address this issue. We both need to find a solution. I would love it if we find a new way of doing this, because it opens a door for us to communicate. And I love doing that with you because I love you. When we can speak in this language, we get to a place where we understand our own role in our own life enough to understand someone else's role in our life. A lot to offer each other. When we offer it to ourselves and we understand what we want and what we need, so that it's a great experience for both of us instead of just for one of us and the other one kind of there but feeling left out of the equation. Define what you want in your life, what your best case scenario would be. Define what your worst case scenario would be. And then ask yourself what you would do in both situations so that mentally you are prepared. Pay attention to you so you can pay attention to who you allow in your life. You guys, I will see you tomorrow, late Wednesday. Have a great day. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.